This first meditation was recorded in April 1980 in San Francisco, California.
We're going to work with a visualization meditation. If you're not a good visualizer, don't worry about it. Just open yourself to the whole process and let what happens happen. Bring your awareness to the middle of your chest. And imagine sitting in the middle of your chest, a tiny figure the size of your thumb. This perfect tiny figure sitting in the middle of your chest, in the lower right corner of your heart. In the middle of your spiritual heart. This being is sitting on a lotus flower in the middle of a lake. And when you look upon this tiny being, you are struck at once by the qualities that emanate from it. From this being comes a radiance, as if it is lit from within. It is luminous. It also has this quality about it of deep peace. Perhaps in the bend of the shoulder or in some quality in its bearing, you feel that it has unbounded compassion for all beings that suffer everywhere. And from the turn of the mouth at the corner, you see an inward joy. All contained within this one being. It's the kind of being who you meet now and then in the world, and you always feel like you have been graced to have met such a being. Now this tiny being starts to expand at your invitation until it just fills your body. So its head fills your head, its arms your arms, its legs your legs, its torso your torso. Radiance, peace, love. Wisdom, compassion. Now you and this being begin to expand together until your head is on the ceiling of this theater and you sit deep in the earth below. And all that is going on in this theater, in each individual and the totality, is all within you. and you are experiencing radiance, peace, presence, love, wisdom. Then the expansion goes on. Now you've broken out of the theater and your head is high in the sky. And you sit in the universe and the world is within your belly. With all of its tensions and fears and contaminations, towards you, you feel the deepest compassion, and your being is filled with presence, wisdom, understanding, and peace. Larger still, until all forms, planets, galaxies, the black hole, all is within you. You are the eternal one. All forms are what compose your body. You are form. Peace, radiance, infinite wisdom, such love. Even this form behind, as if this form just became permeable, and expand into that which is beyond form. There is nowhere where you are, and there is nowhere where you aren't. Now reconstitute the huge form of the eternal ancient one. The one that comprises all form. Since all forms are within you, and all law is within you, and all knowledge is within you, you are wisdom in its simplest sense. Now reduce in size. If your head is among the planets, you sit in the universe and the earth is within your belly. And look within, down upon this tiny globe on the surface of which are such tensions. And from your vast, present, love and peace, surrounded with peace, with consciousness, with light. Take it within your inner embrace, the embrace that fills it with your peace. Now become smaller and smaller, until once again you are with your head in the top of this theater and you sit deep in the earth. And from this vast vantage point, look down in the theater and find that person, that tiny person who you thought you were when you walked in here this evening. Being with compassion. Look at all of her or his fears, hopes, plans, definition of self, the seeking, the confusion, the shame, the loneliness, the hope, playfulness, joy, the beauty, the truth, the innocence. See who that tiny being really is. The complexity of the mosaic that makes up that being's life. From your huge size, in your mind's eye, place your hand on the head of that tiny being and give it your blessing. Again in size until you are that tiny being you were just looking down upon. You and this being of perfection that fills your skin, a being of absolute truth, infinite wisdom, the wisdom that comes from being the entire universe, the compassion that similarly comes from being one. The lightness, the joy. Now let this being once again get tinier and tinier until it resides the size of your thumb in the middle of your chest. This tiny being who is yet not only the universe but beyond the universe resides within your own heart. radiant. Peaceful. Infinitely wise. Unbearable compassion it bears. Joyfully. Asa. This is your imaginary playmate. And anytime you want a friend, you might as well pick a wise one. Call upon this being that's in your heart. And just like when you hang out with somebody, you take on their characteristics. You hang out with Sam there in the heart. Or Sophie. And lo and behold, you may find out that it's not the being in the heart that's the illusion. And you're the real one. But it's quite the other way around.
This next meditation was recorded in January 1981 in Sydney, Australia.
This meditation is drawn from Theravada or Southern Buddhism. It's called Anapana, and it means it's just bringing you to right here. And it's done through the breath. It's what is common to everybody in this room at this moment. Of all of our individual differences is we are all breathing in, breathing out. This process is one that is like, if you can imagine a flower, and the center of the flower, and then the petals coming out of the flower, the center. And the center is called your primary object of meditation. And the petals are all the thoughts that keep coming out from that center. In this case, our primary object of meditation is our breath. We will focus on our breath going in and our breath coming out. You can do this two ways. One is by focusing on a muscle that is in the solar plexus, that every time you breathe in, it moves in one direction, and every time you breathe out, it moves in another direction. Rising, falling. Rising, falling. Or you could focus at the tip of the inside of your nose. And as the air goes by, you will feel a slight whisper of air on the in-breath. And as the air goes out, you will feel a slight whisper of air on the out-breath. And you are like a gatekeeper at the gates. The cars go in and they go out. You don't follow them to see where they go. You just notice the breath going in, breathing in, the breath going out, breathing out. So whichever one is easiest for you, pick one now and stay with it for this period of 15 minutes. Either the muscle in your abdomen, in your solar plexus, that is going rising, falling, or the air going by the tip of your nose, breathing in, breathing out. Your job in the most gentle possible way is to merely keep your awareness focused on your primary object. Now, it's going to wander. Your awareness is going to be grabbed by many thoughts. You'll sit down and you'll say, breathing in, breathing out, and then the thought will come, this will never work. Okay? Now you can either take the thought, this will never work, and immediately go off on another train of thought. Even though I'm giving you instructions, you just ignore them and then the meditation's over. That's okay. Or at some point you say, gee, all I was going to do for these 15 minutes is watch my breath. And this is another thought, I'll just let it go and I'll go back to my breath. The art is not to get violent with your other thoughts. Don't get guilty because you're thinking them. Don't even try to push them away. Merely very gently, again and again, bring your awareness back to the primary object of meditation. Let each thought be another petal in the flower and keep coming back to the center, back to the center. Back to the center. So with eyes closed and body straight as is comfortable for you to sit. It's good to keep straight if you can, your head and neck and chest. Bring your awareness either to the muscle in your abdomen or to the breath passing the tip of your nostrils. And notice the breath, either rising and falling or breathing in and breathing out. If the breath gets fast or slow, it doesn't matter. Just notice it. Don't change it. You're just noticing. You are merely remaining aware. Any sounds, smells, sensations, just let them come and let them go and bring your awareness back to either rising and falling or breathing in, breathing out. If your mind wanders, just notice it and bring it very gently back to breathing in, breathing out, or rising and falling. wherever your mind is now, just notice where it is and bring it very gently back to rising, falling, breathing in, breathing out. If it helps to say those words inside yourself with each breath, it's perfectly okay. All the sounds, everything that comes into your ears, just notice it as another thought. Come back to your breath. There's nothing you need to think about now other than breathing in, breathing out, or rising and falling. Notice the shape and form as the breath goes by, beginning, middle, and end of the in-breath, the space, the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath, the space. If you experience agitation or confusion or boredom or bliss or anything, just see it as more thoughts. Notice it and bring your awareness back to rising and falling, or breathing in and breathing out. You begin to doze, take a few deep, intentional breaths. Rising and falling, or breathing in and breathing out. All the feelings in your body, the sounds, the sensations, the tastes, the smells, the sights, just coming and going, bring your awareness back to the primary object of meditation. Firm in your seat, head straight. Rising, falling, or breathing in, breathing out. There are 3 more minutes left. Use these 3 minutes consciously. Gently but firmly, each time your mind wanders, bring it back to rising, falling, or breathing in, breathing out. Be vigilant but gentle. Bring the awareness back to the basic primary object of meditation. Basic attention to the breath. Okay. Om. Can relax now.
This next meditation was recorded during March of 1980 in San Francisco, California.
Breathing very gently now, in and out of the chest, just as if you had nostrils right in the middle of your chest. Imagine that you and I are immersed here the subtlest mist. Soma, ambrosia, nectar. The eye that is the sun, that is the captive, that is the lover, is that which you breathe into your heart, the living spirit. Slow, deep breath, draw that mist into your being. Breathe the oxygen through your nose and in through the hole in the middle of your chest, draw that nectar. Let it pour through your body. And let its light and its sweetness and its softness loosen all of the tension, all of the fear, all of the separateness, all of the confusion, all of the doubt, anger, self-pity. And on the out-breaths each time, just let go of all that stuff. Just breathe it out through your heart and then fill again with more of the nectar of the presence of the living spirit. Each breath, let your own being, your body, your personality, your mind, your heart become more light and more seemingly made of the same stuff as that which you have been breathing in through your heart. And every part that is heavy or tight, or just breathe it out. Some things will be so tight in there that you'll see you're really not ready to let them go yet. You still want to have them hang around for a while. Don't blame yourself, just notice it. And breathe out what's ready to be let go of. Don't make believe your karma is that of another. Honor your own. Let's imagine that you and I are as light as we're going to get for this evening. We're as close to being transmitters of living spirit. And let's hear in the Herbst Theater of War Memorial Building, San Francisco, March 1980. Let's join together in this breath. And now as you breathe in, draw that mist which comes into you because of your acknowledgement of its existence. And then send that mist out with the out-breath, but attach to it a thought form. And direct it towards those beings who suffer. So that mist goes out from you directed like a beam of light that surrounds a suffering being with light, with presence, with peace. Perhaps the being that comes into your mind is suffering physically. Malnutrition, illness, physical danger, Perhaps that being is suffering psychologically, depression, self-pity, loneliness, torture, imprisonment unfairly. Perhaps that being is suffering spiritually, experiencing the pain of the separation from God. Let your breath be directed with your thought towards those beings you bring to mind who suffer. They may be embodied or not. They may be people you know directly or not. Each stage of the journey up the mountain, you must accept your responsibility for being an instrument for the transmission of what you receive. If the beacon does not become brighter, why the lessons? I am your life, but if you will not name me, seal up your soul with tears and never blame me. I can only wish you through this meditation and wish for myself that we can remember more and more often so that our every breath becomes a transmission of light, of love, of peace, of presence. That our soul is open, not sealed with tears. And that everybody whom we touch is enlightened, enlightened by that.